Hey there, and welcome back to Seasons of Life here on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. We're broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Hukkamelem-speaking Musqueam people. Welcome this lovely Tuesday night, and let's get started. Okay, you can hear me. Great. Welcome back to another episode of Seasons of Life. Excuse me for any echoing going on here. I'm still trying to work on the sound in this room. And it's hard. This room is a box. And if you're wondering where this room is and why I have to refigure out the sound, it is because I'm no longer in the province. So I'll tell you the quick story just so that we can kind of get out of the way. And part of the reason why I've been so slow to edit some of the more recent episodes. So essentially what happened is I didn't have a job. I was finishing up school. I only had a couple classes left, two classes left. And I could not for the life of me find a job. So I applied for everything. And in typical Sean fashion, it was everything in every other area than one might expect. So I was applying for sustainability analyst jobs, jobs as park rangers, jobs teaching English, and then also like all these other jobs. I listed the last two because that's what I ended up doing. I lived in Terrace, BC for 3 months. If you don't know where that is 15 hours north by car from the lovely Vancouver, British Columbia. Now, if you haven't been to the north, I would highly recommend it. It's like Vancouver, except more north and less city-y. But it was great. It was cool working for parks, too. There weren't a ton of people up at the parks out there. So if you like hiking in without many people, I know that we can debate all day about how society and nature should not be separated. This is my thesis in every essay. But you know, sometimes it's nice to not see many people when you're out and about. So that was what the North was cool for. I learned a lot about the local Indigenous culture there and about myself and about working as a park ranger. So that was a really cool 3 months and extremely jam-packed. I was trying to see as much of the North as I possibly could, and I still didn't see most of it. I did not see very much more north of Terrace, really. But I did, you know, go to different hot springs and stuff. But I do hope to make my way back up to the north at some point. So that was Terrace. And I did, I don't think I did any radio shows when I was up there. As far as editing goes, maybe I edited one or two. But it was tough. It was really tough. And then I made up my way out to Quebec. So I drove 14 hours back down to Vancouver. I had used all the scheduling skills that I had acquired from group projects to schedule a final goodbye to all of my good friends. So I had, I think, 5 or 6 different friends that I met up with in a day or two. So it was like one after another, and I really enjoyed it, actually. It was a kind of a fun blitz, but also one that, again, exhausting. It's just really tiring. Because I drove 14 hours to get back down there. And I got a tattoo in Vancouver. And then I left out to here, out to Quebec. So that was 5 or 6 days of driving. Which, oh my gosh. If you have a good playlist or you're looking for new music as you're driving, it can be one of the most amazing experiences. I think what I'm going to do in this episode, because I haven't been able to really edit as much as I would like of the other episodes, I think this one's just going to be somewhat of a transitionary episode to kind of get us to where I am right now, just so that we can move with the host, if that's how you want to say it. And in so doing, I will include some music that I've learned here, and then also maybe some other songs as well. So, thank you for listening to that probably very fast, very quick ramble about my life, what's going on. And I guess it takes us to driving. something that some people hate, something that some people love, something that some people fill with podcasts, and something I filled with music and SiriusXM comedy shows. We won't talk about the comedy shows because that's not the purpose of my show, but we will talk about the music, in particular one album in particular. And that album is In Color by Jamie XX. So if you're familiar with the XX, they did famous songs such as Crystallize, these very big cinematic songs that extremely nice to listen to and just sound like an orchestra. They're kind of a similar energy, and I'm going to say similar energy to M83, not because they sound the same, but because it's a similar big orchestrative sound, and something that I think, and cinematic as well, and something that I think in the 2010s, there were a few really big cinematic sounding artists. And Jamie XX is the byproduct of the XX. So he is the, I believe, main, well, I don't really know, they both sang, but he's one of the members of the group, and he went off to create Jamie XX, and in so doing, created the album In Color. Now, it's not a new album by any means, but it's one of those albums where, you know, you have a song on your playlist or on your kind of like shuffle album, your saved songs, and you never really checked the album. And that has happened to me a couple times, and it's always nice to really get the chance to do that. And In Color was definitely one of these, especially because within In Color, Loud Places was a song that kind of stuck out to me as one that was good and one that I started listening to when the album came out in 2015. But the actual album itself, I never really fully gave a proper listen to until I started driving. And I will tell you that this album is perfect for driving and perfect for surround sound. My car is not surround sound, I will say, but it's perfect for that speakers that kind of encase you. By the way, I have a 2001 Honda Civic, so it's the speaker quality is not amazing, but even in that car, just spectacular, like so good. The music starts off, or the album starts off with Gosh, which if you hear it too many times, I could see why it might get annoying. But if you listen to the album from start to finish, it really is a great kind of intro to this album. And the reason why it was so good for driving is because it flows extremely well. It almost pushes you along in this weird electronic sound, but also one that kind of merges the indie vibes of the 2010s with this more electronic sound. So without further ado, I will play Obs by Jamie XX. Thank you. So that was the one and only Jamie XX with the very obvious obvs. You can't tell me that Maruma didn't make you feel something. I'm not going to go too much into it, but just think about the echo and the way that it just makes this cavernous room of sound. It is amazing, and I can't get enough of it. So thank you, Jamie XX, for blessing my ears in such a way. So we're not quite at Quebec yet. And also, just so everyone's very aware, I'm not in, you know, Montreal or Quebec City. I'm in rural Quebec, Barot, teaching English. And I love it. It's cool. I love the people. They're really nice. And the students are awesome. They're very keen to learn. Reminds me a lot of me being in high school. And yeah, I'm having a great time out here. But also kind of separated from the whole, like, you know, music and stuff of Vancouver. And of course, the radio station and stuff like that. So missing everyone out there. But nonetheless, that's an interesting perspective. So later in the show, we're actually going to look at some Quebec music that I found, some Quebecois music that I've found out here, and maybe talk about some of the context behind Quebec as a place, which I think might be interesting. But for now, I just also want to bring to the forefront that this Friday, which I believe is the 24th of September, 2022, Andy Schaaf, the one and only Andy Schaaf, is releasing a new album. So he recently released some, I guess, samples, some pre-released music, Jaywalker, and what's the other one? Spanish on the Beach, I think. But, you know, Spanish on the Beach was released a little bit earlier, and still great. But Jaywalker, I think, maybe gives us a better look at into how this album's going to sound. Now, I'll start by saying, actually, that I was working this summer with Andy Schaaf's cousin's cousin. I'm not sure exactly how they're related, but he was like, "Oh, you listen to Andy Schaaf? That's like my best, that's like my cousin." And I was like, "Oh, wow, what a small world." And he slept on someone's couch too, Dream Babe's couch. Nat from Dream Babe's couch, she was on the show. So I'm just getting ever closer to Andy Schaaf, my icon. But nonetheless, we look at Jaywalker. I will say I like the guitar. I think it sounds a little bit different than the other albums. I think it took me actually two listens to get into the voice. Not that I'm by any means against the voice. It's just this, it's similar to, I don't want to say it's like anti-folk because it's not like anti-folk. It's to me like Courtney Barnett in a sense that like it just takes some getting used to as far as how the voice comes in. But nonetheless, I actually think that it makes the song kind of more unique in that sense. So I think it's good. Like, there's no question because I love Andy Schaaf. And also, even if I didn't like Andy Schaaf, I'd probably think it's good. Mainly because of the guitar that brings you in. And then the lyrics, listen to it. The lyrics are good. It's just the way that they're sung is a little bit different, I think, than the other stuff that he has done. And it was same with Spanish on the Beach, too. I think that maybe it seems as though he's trying to shape out how he sings certain words. And I'm liking it. I'm curious to see how the album turns out. I love the album art. It's kind of this mix of collage and watercolor and you know, it's got a charming effect to it, you know? I don't know how to describe it any better, but it's nice and charming. And yeah, how can you not love Andy Schaaf at this point? So I'm happy he's releasing another album. It would be hard to follow up to the Neon Skyline. So I'm happy that he is following up the Neon Skyline and that it's this. Because actually, I really do enjoy Jay Walker. I listened to it like probably 5 or 6 times today. If you don't like it the first time, listen to it again. Get into a good spot where you're laying down or something and then just enjoy it with good headphones. The uniqueness of the guitar and then how the lyrics play in with that, if that makes sense. So without further ado, we have Jay Walker by the lovely Andy Schaaf.
Choking back tears, had an easy goodbye. Everything started feeling urgent today. When you open your mouth, you have nothing to say. Jay Walker with your head hung low, you never saw it coming. Goes out of style. Took a good chance on a triumph or two. Hanging around town, never looked good on you. Jay Walker with your head hung low, never saw it coming. So small, 31 years now you're up on your feet, staring down at your shoes as you're crossing the street. Jay Walker with your head hung low, you never saw it coming. Hospital gown with your arm in a sling and nobody around. Dreamed about Judy, she was driving a car. You were crossing the street, didn't get very far. Jay Walker with your head hung low, you never saw it coming. Jay Walker with your head hung low, you never saw it coming.
That last part was actually kind of nice. I like, I don't even know what to call the main riff. Like, I'm not really much of a musician. I love music, but I have no idea. So if someone knows, it's like almost the chorus for the guitar, the most dominant period of the guitar. I don't know exactly what you would call it, but if I could live in that, I would. But for some reason, and we'll give it a listen to see if you guys agree with me, but it gives me Wicked Game by Chris Isaak vibes. So listen to the first little bit of Wicked Game and see if you agree with me. Okay, not exactly. But enough for me to not stop playing it, because it really gives, and it's that feeling of like, oh, I want to live in that. And I don't know, longing feeling, but not really. It's kind of that like deeper, echoey sound that kind of almost feels like pine almost. Who the fuck knows? Maybe not pine. It's like smoked meat in a bathroom. And yeah, I'm leaving that in there, not because it's terribly accurate, because it's probably one of the best descriptions I've ever given about anything. Smoked meat in a bathroom. So now we're up to Quebec, and I wanted to thank you for listening to Jay Walker with me, because you're humoring me, because I'm obviously obsessed this man for some reason. I'm not sure why. I want to start by kind of giving some context. Now, I'm by no means an expert of Canadian history, and I'm by no means an expert of Quebec history, but we all know that when people think of Quebec, they often think of separatists. Now, the leading kind of reason here is that the Anglophones are seen to be creeping in on the Francophones. And for, I think, a lot of people here, but obviously not all, but for a lot of people here, there is this idea that culture is intrinsically linked to language. Now, this is something that we, I think, forget sometimes outside of maybe academic contexts or other places, but maybe not even academic contexts. Just sometimes we forget it if we're only hearing one language. But the way that a language is formed and the words that it includes and doesn't include either includes or impinges the ability to express something. I think this is something that's really clearly kind of expressed in George Orwell's 1984, where he talks a lot about this desire to reduce language to the point that it is hardly language anymore, this idea of newspeak. Now, that's something that I think a lot of people have read 1984. It's very widely well known, and I think that kind of analogy is a good one for explaining why so many people here are afraid of losing their language. Now, that manifests in interesting ways. I believe it was the 19... But we'll start with probably the most obvious and widely spoken about kind of facets of Quebec society, which is the Front de Libération Québec, or the FLQ. And if you aren't really familiar with the FLQ, they were responsible, according to the Canadian Encyclopedia, for more than 200 bombings and dozens of robberies between 1963 and 1970. And it left 6 people dead. And of course, the famous culmination of these actions was the kidnapping of James Cross, who was a British trade commissioner, and subsequent murder of British cabinet minister Pierre Laporte. And that was known as the October Crisis. I believe is the only time that the War Measures Act was deployed on Canadian soil during peacetime, actually. So there was a full-on show of military force in Quebec, Montreal, all throughout the province, and probably one of the most profound things ever said by any prime minister came from the mouth of Justin Trudeau's father, Pierre Trudeau, where when questioned about his deployment of the military in Quebec, responded, "Just watch me." And of course, now today we watch as we look back, I guess, as Pierre Trudeau essentially deployed martial law in the province. I'm sure this is something that affects people to this day, but would I know? Probably not, because they all speak in French, everyone here. So that's kind of about the FLQ, but what does this mean more generally for Quebec? Well, I think generally and through other kind of readings, Quebec has always been concerned, extremely concerned about language. And as a young chap, I watched the CBC, still sometimes watch the CBC, try to keep up with the news these days. They're saying Canada is a country of where language politics come front and foremost. I don't think that applies to the West as much, where in the West, especially BC, it's more of a conversation about colonization and colonialism, which I suppose language goes hand in hand with. It's a very clear delineator where you're from, I suppose, or who you were colonized by. Yeah, that's kind of concerning. Now I'm going down a rabbit hole. Okay, long story short, I just think in the East, it's far more of a obvious conflict over language. And in BC or the West, it's more of an obvious conflict about colonization, which also has language roots in it. So where does this have to do with music? Well, everything, I guess. Language, culture, war, whatever, spurs a lot of culture, art, I don't know, like all this stuff comes together and creates that kind of cultural heartbeat that we see, whether it's manifested through whatever medium you like, whether you write, whether you draw, whether you paint, whether you do something. It's all an expression in a lot of ways of what we're feeling in that moment, whether it's objectively political or not. I would assume most things are political because humans are extremely political animals. Everything we do is a topic of potential conflict. So if someone says don't get political, they're probably saying just like, what? You can't really not get political. Like, anyways, we won't go down that path either. Anyways, so that's what this kind of culminates to. I went to FME, which was a music festival out here, and the music was great. But there's also this underlying kind of need or desire from people to help support and bring to the forefront Quebecois culture. And this is something, of course, different people support it more than others. So we'll start off, I guess, with one of the cool songs by Marie-Pierre Arthur with her song Tiens-moi mon cœur. Guys, I can't speak French. I'm sorry. And I suppose without further ado, we can listen to it. I just know that my context, I did use sources for it. So I will not list the sources. I'm sorry. I do not have the academic rigor to do that, nor the staff. I don't have any staff. But just know that I tried my best. And also just know that it was for a reason that I mentioned it, because it does kind of paint the picture for Quebecois culture as we know it kind of today. So anyways, without further ado, here's Marie-Pierre Arthur. Okay, guys, that was Marie-Pierre Arthur with Tiens-moi mon cœur. Tiens-moi mon cœur. On her album, De Fou pour voir. It was cool to actually watch her. Like, when I was watching her at FMO, I could just not take my eyes off. She is just so cool, and she's so good at what she does. And her music was so amazing. And, you know, I really can't say much else. Like, it was just so good. If you ever have a chance to watch Marie-Pierre Arthur, if she's in Vancouver for whatever reason, I hope she comes to Vancouver, of course, then by all means, you should check her out. She's freaking great. So up next is Il y a Tain à faire by Daniel Bélanger on his album Palomont. This one's kind of cool. It's got a grander feel to it as well. I believe when at FMA he was, before, he had some really interesting songs and some interesting explanations. He like had some sort of love affair, and that's what one of his songs was about, something about America and the American dream, and maybe that's what the song's about. I'm couldn't tell you. But this one actually sounds quite nice with the larger sound behind it. Here we go. Here's Il y a Tain à faire.
Sans foi tourner, il y a tant à faire. J'en fais une histoire personnelle, de manière professionnelle. Puis je le retrouve tôt ou tard dans le magistral de l'univers. Il faut tisser, il y a tant à faire.
So, the whole point of this radio show is to provide context. Also talk about A Season of Life, but it's just me talking. I'm sure context is a little bit better as well. So the title is There Is a Lot to Do. Lovely. And basically, he's just saying that there's a lot to do. And you just got to keep pushing through. Oh, that rhymed. That was nice. Talks a lot about winter, actually. So, as a geographical region, regardless of the Fortnite parallel or whatever, the only thing that changes is policy, really, and that kind of education process that makes us into the people we are. The land, how we interact with the land, the economy, stuff like that, which I guess is fixed by borders, will intimately impact art and culture and the way we act. So to say it's like a long winter's night, if you are like me and have never experienced a Quebec winter, I doubt you will fully understand the extent of that line. So we all got to take that into account, how the physical environment and how the temperature and how everything impacts not only what we do, but how we do it, stuff like that, as much as the social impacts it as well. And then it's also that question of how does the social get impacted by those things as well. In a resource economy, as Canada it very much is, and a lot of those who are laborers or people who are working in resources, they're forced to go to all these places to extract. And whether you enjoy calling it an extractivist economy, I mean, that's technically what it is. And the result is that people of all different cultures will go all around to do the work. Whether it's Francophone cherry pickers or tree planters, or Anglophone miners, or whatever. The economy and the land that supports the economy, whether you support that in general, which is more complicated as well, but that will shape the social dynamics of that place. The fur trade shaped where cities are. Look at Winnipeg. Why is Winnipeg where Winnipeg is? It's the fur trade, people. Why are half the big cities where they are, especially on the prairies? People, it's the fur trade. So, like, that exists for music, too. It's like, why does music exist the way it is? It's everything that compiles together to make that song. So yes, talking about the FLQ, maybe went a little bit off topic, but I think we need to do a better job of taking a step back, not necessarily thinking that we're chaotic by doing so, but taking a step back and not just focus on the individual lyrics, but understand how the world works as a larger entity. And I'll say this once and I'll say it so many more times. I think it's just so important to really understand how art reflects the larger culture and society at play. And when I say larger, it's not just larger in your scope of larger, but larger beyond the things that you don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I don't know that art kind of relates to as well. So it's that question of art, is art linking all of our minds together into one, the ability to relate to each other? Is that what art is doing? Or is art simply a canvas that we're projecting off of as well? That's been a lot of talking so far. So I just want to recap what we've talked about because I think it's important. We talked about driving music. Great. We talked about Sean heading to Quebec and why he hasn't been posting much, which is also good. I'm happy that you know that now. We talked about Andy Schaaf's new release, Jay Walker. We talked about the FLQ, which history, love it. We talked about Marie-Pierre Arthur and how I cannot pronounce anything in French. I'm getting better at it, though. We talked about Il y a tant à faire, There's a Lot to Do by Daniel Balanchier. And we've got a few more that we could bring up. This next one is by Barry Pekin Robert, which is a disco band, essentially. Not necessarily the... It's very similar to the Bee Gees in many ways, I will say. So here's Barry Pekin Robert here on Seasons of Life. Oh my gosh, guys. Here's Barry Pekin Robert on Seasons of Life with Feel Alive.
Waiting for the lightning that is love.
fantasize about you and I on an island by the name of? I think that's a good question. I hope so. I would sure be flattered if that was the case. But anyways, that was Barry Peckin, Robert. Good, in my opinion. Frankly, I don't know what else to say about them. They were cool. We had a challenge figuring out what they were even saying in the chorus. But we did eventually get to on an island by the name of. We thought it was like next to Mother Nature or something. But that's the good thing about art, is that if you don't know what they're saying, you can always try and come up with something, and it might be something magical. Anyways, I'm just gonna play some ads here.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Thank you, Discorder. You do make the world better. Now, since we're also at the beginning of the year here at UBC, welcome to school, everybody. I'm not there, but I wish I was there with you. I hope club week was cool and everything, and your classes are good. I really have nothing to say about that, but I hope that you all are well. I hope that dude, studying sucks. It's fun, but it also sucks. So hopefully you're all doing well there. So in honor of the first few weeks, here's a CITR is the best club as well.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
That was a dope PSA. Good job, CITR. Okay, great. I don't want to like play all the ads at once. That would be cheating, I think. But we're going to play Les Autres by Gustafsson. This one's cool. It's a bit more kind of like chill, a bit more Montreal vibe. So here's Les Autres by Gustafsson.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Les Autres. Oh, oh, Fouki. Fouki, stop. That was Fouki. I don't know if you know Fouki. Very popular among my students here. I was going to play it, but I don't know if I have enough time. Okay, let's get back to where we were. I was going to look up the meaning of these lyrics too, but I realized that the reason I included a lot of these songs is not so much because of the lyrics. It's just that feeling, you know, especially at this FMO. It was interesting going to a music festival, Festival de Musique, où je ne comprends beaucoup de mots que la chanson a dit. I don't understand a lot of the words that the singers had said. So as a result, I ended up just listening more, and of course I love the lyrics. Also I just hit my mic. Guys, this is a disaster of an episode. I'm glad that you're still listening if you are, but if you're not, I forgive you. No, but yeah, it's that feeling, that kind of goes with the music that I think does far more than the lyrics do in those settings. And I know some people who just say, like, I only listen to songs for the sound, not so much for the lyrics. For me, it's both. Like, there are definitely some songs, especially songs recently, where, like, Bahamas Sad Hunk, that whole album by Bahamas, same vibe. Didn't really listen to all the lyrics, but then as I started listening to the lyrics more, I was like, yeah, I kind of fuck with this. Like, it's kind of good. And of course, why would you not love the, like, Bahamas? Bahamas is a masterpiece. So I guess we have to actually play another ad, and I was looking for different ads to play, and I'm telling you about this mainly not to fill time or anything. Who would do that? No, it's just to show you that, like, I actually do think about the ads that I'm playing. And I'm thinking that I want to do a Canada Post Rock post-rock drone ambient experimental noise.
a lot of adjectives. And because of that, I will play it now. So let's listen to this ad together and we'll talk about it.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
That was a lovely ad. It's always hard to make show promos. Someone had once said to me about anything with post beforehand. If it has to say post before the genre, it's an interesting question of like, why? And I was asking that about post-punk and post-rock, I guess now too, because I was kind of confused. However, I think the real thing going on here is that it's just a dialect of that genre, if that makes sense, if we're talking language here. And that's cool. We got a last ad coming up. We're literally just talking about ads here. It's kind of the end of the show, so feel free to leave if you'd like. If you haven't already. Our next one's going to be from the AMS SASC. So just so we're aware, there are two major sexual assault offices on campus. There's the SASC and SV Pro. SV Pro is run by UBC and the SASC is run by the Student Union Building. Not the student, is in the Student Union Building run by the AMS. Both have their pros and cons. A lot of people will go to the SASC because it makes them feel more comfortable that it's student run. Both have extremely qualified people to run there and et cetera, et cetera. They're great places. One thing that we have to keep in mind is that the SV Pro versus the SASC, at least 2 years ago, had more ability to work with UBC and get accommodations because of sexual violence than the SASC. So, SV Pro, Sexual Violence Prevention and Response Office, is a great option. They have a lot of resources in that spot. The SASC has resources as well, but from my understanding, SV Pro does have more. But of course, I'll play the SASC ad. The SASC is amazing as well, so don't feel bad about going to either place. But, yeah, don't feel bad at all going anywhere if you want, if you need help with sexual violence. It's a very serious topic, and also one that affects a lot of people. No matter who you are, what you look like, you could be the subject of sexual violence, and that's something that I hope will change. But it's also something that is a sad truth right now about where we live and how we live together and the way that sex is engaged with, I guess. Anyways, here is the AMS SASC.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Sadly, this marks the end of our show. I hope that you're all doing very well. I also hope that you forgive me for not updating my show. I know I keep talking shit and saying that no one probably watches it, but I know that there's probably one or two that are listening to the whichever ones come out on Spotify. So thank you to those who are listening. I appreciate you taking the time out of your night to listen in on what I make. It is nice to know that someone is listening. It's also fun just to make on its own if no one was listening either. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go home, take a nice bath, drink some tea if you're not home already, but drink some tea, enjoy your night. In the morning, get out of your house. I know that you're probably in your house. There's been a rainstorm, apparently, allegedly. And go to Purebred for me. Purebred is, shameless plug, the best freaking bakery in the whole darn town. And, you know, get a freaking croissant. I'll buy the croissant for you. Just text me. I'll buy the damn croissant. But go to Purebred. Okay, that is it. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.